With confidence still high after Birmingham's victory over Bristol City, the Blues host Yeovil Town this weekend. We will preview the game as well as recap the news from the Blues over the past 7 days. All of this and more on this week's show. Welcome everyone to another episode of the only dedicated Birmingham City Ladies podcast, Great Since 68. It is episode 17. I'm Craig Hadley and I'm joined by Chris Pugh. Chris, how are you this week?
Yeah, good, thank you, Craig. Yourself?
Yeah, I've been pretty good, thank you. Been up to much this week, Chris?
No, not a lot. Work, busy work and football, so.
Bit of the usual then, Chris.
Yeah, standard, yeah.
I had a nice weekend to Cardiff last weekend, see some friends for my girlfriend's birthday. That was nice. It was a bit rainy, though. But I think it's been rainy everywhere. A bit of snow in the Midlands, wasn't there? Or is that a bit
hard? It was chucking it down on Sunday morning, yeah. The fair amount falling, so.
Not as bad as December, but.
No.
You might be wondering in the intro why I suggested that we were playing Yeovil Town at Damson Park this weekend. Just to recap the story for those who haven't heard, Yeovil Town were drawn against Manchester United in the men's FA Cup draw, and they scheduled that for TV coverage on the 26th of January, which happened to be when we were going to be playing Yeovil Town at Hewish Park. So the clubs have been scrambling over the last few weeks to try and come up with a solution. And they've decided to reverse the fixtures, so we're going to be playing the home game first and the away game now, and I think it's about April. As per suggestion of Chris Freeville, our listener, he was the one who's put that on Twitter, suggesting that's probably going to be the best option, and it proved to be the case. Mark Skinner spoke about momentum in the last week's show. This is certainly going to help that, playing at home.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, the game against Bristol, first home game in quite a while. And it was good to be back at home and we got a good result from it and a decent performance. A trip to Yeovil, you know, we would have had our plans and we would have been, you know, knowing what we were doing in training to prepare for a trip to Yeovil. But now, thankfully, it got sorted out and we've had a week or so to prepare a home game instead and the different challenges that I'll face. But like you say, I think it's good to have another home game so soon after the Bristol game, and hopefully that momentum can take us through.
Let's hope so. Obviously, I'm not going to be making the game this week. We did look into it and see if we could cancel our hotel, but we can't, so I'm going to be enjoying a sunny Friday evening in the Oval while everyone else is tucked into their warm beds at home, I think.
I was going to say, you try and get a ticket, but they'll probably be all gone for the cup game.
There's like 3 tiers of priority booking for that match against Manchester
United. Oh, okay, that's fair enough.
So I probably got more chance of scaling the wall and getting in that way than getting a ticket for that one.
Yeah, definitely.
I will be looking forward to seeing how we get on the weekend nonetheless. Chris will be a man on the ground and he will hopefully get some nice interviews for us next week for the show. Chris, are you looking forward to the game?
Yeah, it's a difficult one. When you play a side that are on the run that Yeovil are in, obviously there's a lot more expectation from fans for a decent performance and a victory and a few goals. But it's always difficult because, you know, Yeovil are going to come to us and, like WSL2 teams do to us, they're going to come and try and make it difficult for us and hit us on the break. So it will be tricky. Yeovil have got good players in their squad and even though they've had a really tough start to the season, you hope that Bristol game will have given our girls plenty of confidence and we can go and show our stuff once again.
Absolutely. And if you were not prepared for the trip to Yeovil, but you might fancy the home game now, it will be on this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. So get your tickets to that and get down to Damson Park for that game. Also in the news this week, ahead of the game, Yeovil Town have announced in the last few days that their captain, Ellie Curzon, has left the club to focus on her teaching career. This is the second case of a player stepping down from the top flight to focus on their teaching. It follows in the footsteps of former Everton captain Michelle Hinnigan, who did the same back in September. It's not like this is a couple of fringe players, Chris, who don't get games, leaving clubs. This is club captains, people who have earned the respect of their peers and have to give up the game because of reasons outside the game.
And it's very sad. This is what the clubs are having to deal with and the players are going to have to deal with. You know, the fact that Yeovil have put so much effort into retaining their WSL1 status, should I say, for next season. You know, obviously the well-publicised battle to try and achieve that status and go full-time. Obviously, they've got their licence, so they will be in WSL1 next year. but it puts players in that position where you have to say, is it my career or is it the football that I focus on? You know, obviously Hinnigan chose her career and Ellie Kirsten's gone down the same road. You know, and it is disappointing because Ellie Kirsten, as you say, you know, this isn't a fringe player who not many people have heard of. You know, she's the club captain. She's put a lot of hard work and effort into getting Yeovil where they are now. And it's disappointing that you know, even though the women's game is progressing, certainly at the top level, you know, these players are still having to make this choice.
Ellie Kirsten led Yeovil Town to the WSL 2 title back in 2016. And has been described by the club as a fan favourite. She has made 67 league appearances for Yeovil, and manager Jamie Sherwood has even admitted it's hard to even think of a starting 11 without Ellie in it. She's been a huge part of the team's success. He goes on to praise her work with Yeovil's sister club programme, similar to the work that Kerris Harrop and Emily Westwood do for the Blues. Is this the cost of professional football, Chris, losing these influential women in the game?
It's the cost of clubs trying to keep up with the bigger teams and, you know, having to readjust their budgets and everything. And, you know, but, you know, these are personal choices. Obviously, the girls who are playing, it's their dream to play professional football and be that level, that professional level where they train every day and that is their main job. But it just shows the gulf, I suppose, between the top three, if you like, or top three or four, and then teams at the bottom of the same division where Man City's and Chelsea's have been able to achieve that professional status and that full-time status, whereas, you know, your Yeovils, your Everton have developed well this year and they're getting better at what they're doing, and Reading have come through and done well. But, you know, you definitely need that money, and unfortunately for Yeovil ladies, the Yeovil men's team aren't exactly flush with money. So they have to make do and keep going a different way.
Kirsten has stated that she intends to continue playing football and will be seeking a club at the start of next season, hoping to balance her career and part-time football. No doubt a lot of non-professional teams, Chris, will be monitoring the situation closely.
Yeah, definitely. Whatever the WPL will become, like you say, the non-professional teams, they'll definitely be looking at Kirsten. And, you know, I'm sure she'll want to stay local. So any clubs around in the south of England will definitely be looking at her as someone who they can bring in.
We'll move on to our preview shortly, but first I'd like to talk to you about Simply Cook. Simply Cook is a subscription-based recipe box that delivers you the spices and pastes to really bring out your creative side in the kitchen. Simply Cook has 76 fantastic recipe cards to choose from, and you will receive 4 of them at a time. I personally use the service and have done so since May and have tried at least 48 of the recipes on offer. How does it work? You sign up, choose the recipes that you want to try, and they deliver the spices and paste to your door. All you need then is to buy the fresh ingredients from the shop and you are away. Broaden your cooking today and try Simply Cook. Simply go to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/SimplyCook68. That's bit.ly/SimplyCook68. Sign up and you will have your first box half price. Help support the show today and try this great service today.
It's now time for our preview of this Sunday's game against Yeovil Town. As previously mentioned, Yeovil will be without their captain, Ellie Kirsten. Yeovil are now 10 games without a point going into this weekend. They have scored just 3 times in that time. Gemma Evans, Kaylee Green and Paige Sawyer were the goal scorers. Yeovil's top goal scorer from the spring series will be a familiar face to Blues fans. Our very own Lucy Quinn, who Birmingham signed ahead of the new season. Their only goals this time around, though, have been against WSL 2 clubs. Despite their fantastic work off the pitch, it does appear to still be a work in progress at Yeovil, Chris.
I think this season has shown that the gap between WSL 1 and 2 can be very big. They've put in half-decent performances, you know, but I think they lost 8 at Liverpool, I think, recently, and I think defensively, you have to be on your game for 90 minutes and you have to be completely focused. And whether it's that concentration that is just lacking a bit, that, you know, the lack of experience in WSL 1 against the best teams, whether that's having an impact or not. They've found life very difficult. You know, there's no getting away from that. And obviously, we hope that we can continue that to make life difficult for them and benefit us in the game on Sunday.
I will temper expectations somewhat, Chris, by saying that Yeovil took their only point of the Spring Series in a 0-0 draw with Birmingham back in May. The result came 2 weeks after the FA Cup disappointment at Wembley. Do you think that played a part?
Possibly, yeah. But, you know, the way they set up and the way they played in that fixture showed that I think they'll do the same again. You know, they'll try and be hard to beat. They'll try and stop our scoring options. I'm sure they'll give us as much of the ball as we want in our own half, but then, you know, they'll try and press when we get into their half and make life difficult for us. But we've just got to be patient, and we've got to trust in our own ability and our attacking options and believe that they can make the breakthrough. If we get an early breakthrough, then that changes the game and makes life a hell of a lot easier for us.
Yeah, absolutely. The goal that came in the Bristol games turned the game around for us, and against Yeovil this Sunday. Blues need to build up slowly and then work the ball, and we hopefully can get the fortunes from that. We could also see the return of Abby Lee Stringer this weekend, who's yet to make an appearance since suffering glandular fever. Ellen White returned to action against Bristol City and is undergoing some warm weather training this past few weeks with England, along with Jess Carter, her teammate. The Sunderland result aside, it appears the new year has brought some fresh optimism amongst the Blues supporters, and hopefully we can continue that this weekend, Chris.
Yeah, I think the Bristol game rekindled that optimism, if you like, and the performance and the result against Bristol, that a few were saying, looking at our position in the league and being slightly concerned for next season, but the Bristol performance and the result, like I say, showed that we are more than a match for everybody else in this division. We played well against Bristol and we deserve the 3 points. That optimism and that confidence should go into this Yeovil game on Sunday now. And if we get an early goal, settle us down, get our attacking players going, and I'm certain we'll have no trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. And seeing some of our players coming back from injury now, obviously getting to see Alan White and Charlie Wellings hopefully play up front for the first time since the Everton game is going to be nice to see. And then obviously Hannah Hampton's going to get some more games time, hopefully. And
you want your best players involved. Obviously, you know, we've missed Ellen, and it was fantastic to see her back in the Bristol game. Like you say, she's away with England now. Hopefully, you know, stepping up that fitness and that sharpness, and whether she starts against Yeovil or bring her on again in the second half and ease her back. Obviously, that's Mark's decision, depending on how she looks when she comes back, I suppose. Wellings, and if Stringer's available again to come back in, you want your best players available and your best players playing. Not arrogantly, but, you know, I believe in our best 11 is better than Yeovil's best 11. And for that reason, I'm confident that we can go and get the 3 points again on Sunday.
We've seen Paige Williams face her former side Everton this season, and Hayley Ladd took on hers in the form of Bristol earlier this month. Do you think Lucy Quinn will relish the opportunity to face her former side?
Yeah, I do. I think she's one that she's come in the summer late on in the transfer window, but she's shown she come on at Arsenal and she showed plenty of potential, and she's got better and better as the season's gone on. I put out on Twitter, I think she's becoming a bit of a fan's favourite. You know, she's direct. She loves to attack. Loves to run with the ball, and you love to see that in a player, and it excites fans when players are like that. So I hope she starts. I hope she relishes the opportunity to play against her former team and puts them to the sword, hopefully.
She was very complimentary when I spoke to her about Yeovil Town during those times when they were trying to raise the money, but earlier in the season. I think that was after the Everton game, Liverpool game. It was one of the games earlier in the season anyway. And she obviously feels grateful for all that Yeovil gave her, but obviously she's going to be more than up for the game, and hopefully we get a good result this weekend. Some optimism further optimism, I should say, for Blues fans going into this game is that Reading have Arsenal this Sunday and Sunderland face a tough test, Manchester City. If Blues win and City and Arsenal also win, the Birmingham could move up to fifth in the table, which, given the recent form, would be a remarkable turnaround, Chris.
It also shows how tight the league is. You lose a couple of games and you can drop three or four places. You win a couple of games and you can climb likewise. So the fixture list has been slightly difficult to us at the start of the season, with the away games and it being Arsenal and Man City and the like, and, you know, a tough task at Reading away. So it was a tricky start. You know, Mark's mentioned that, but obviously you have to play. Everyone has the same fixtures. So if Arsenal can get a result at Reading and Man City beat Sunderland, then all of a sudden lurking in eighth or, you know, towards the bottom of the table, and then we're moving up to halfway, it builds that confidence and momentum, like you said earlier, and, you know, that can only be good for us.
We're moving on to your favourite part now, Chris. It's the predictions.
Yay!
After losing such an influential player, it can sometimes have a positive or negative reaction on a team like Yeovil Town. They will either try to play twice as hard in honour of Curzon or suffer because of her absence. Nonetheless, I think it will be a chance for Blues to finally rack up a few goals this season. I'm going to go for an ambitious 4-0 win, Chris.
Nice one. Did I get it right last game?
You did.
Spot on. Just wanted to point that out, yeah.
First time for everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, certainly. I think the early goal could make a big difference and, you know, settle us down and put the pressure back onto Yeovil. Depending on who plays, we certainly have got goals in us. Confident we'll keep a clean sheet. I will go slightly more positive than you then. I'll go 5-0.
And that's all for this week's show. Thanks to Chris for joining me. Chris, how can they find you?
On Twitter, at AWCAIB.
You can follow me at Craig Hadley. And it's also thanks to Jazar for allowing us to use his song No Control in our intro and outro music. You have been listening to the Great Since 68 podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us so you can receive the show every week as soon as it comes out. Just search for Great Since 68 on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and any other podcast platform you may use. If you prefer to listen through SoundCloud, be sure to give us a follow on there so you can get notified every single week when the new episode is available. You can also follow the show on Twitter at GreatSince68. Thanks for listening, everyone, and remember, keep right on.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.